Polymarket monthly volume jumps from 1.2 billion in 2025 to over 20 billion. Polymarket's monthly trading volume has gone from roughly $1.2 billion through most of 2025 to more than $20 billion per month. By early 2026, CoinDesk reported on May 2nd, the shift began in September 2025 and has held inside double-digit billions every month since. That is roughly a 16x climb in about 6 months, on a base that was already considered the dominant prediction venue. It also lands in a quarter where most other crypto-adjacent venues are seeing flat or declining volume, with crypto VC funding falling to 659 Neuralters in April, the lowest monthly figure since July 2024. What changed in September 2025? The 2025 baseline was unremarkable. Monthly volume hovered around $1.2 billion in a market structure where users mostly traded U.S. political contracts, crypto price markets, and a handful of headline sports bets. The platform was profitable and well-known, but the monthly throughput looked more like a niche derivatives venue than a mainstream exchange. Volume started accelerating sharply in September 2025. By Q1 2026, Polymarket reported quarterly volume of roughly $26 billion, up more than 90% from the prior quarter. March 2026 alone delivered north of $10 billion, with subsequent reads pointing to monthly figures above $20 billion. Sources differ on the exact peak month, with TRM Labs citing a $21 billion read and TipRanks citing $25.7 billion, but the order of magnitude is consistent across reports. The category mix changed alongside the absolute number. The growth has not been crypto-only trading. Geopolitical, sports, and political markets have done most of the work. With markets around elections, military escalation, and high-profile sports events drawing the largest contracts. Wallet count tracks the volume curve. Volume growth on a thin venue can be misleading if it reflects a few large traders rotating positions. The wallet data does not look like that. Monthly unique wallets nearly tripled in the 6 months leading into February 2026, reaching 840,000. That is consistent with new participants showing up rather than existing users sizing up. CoinDesk separately reported in late April that under 1% of wallets capture roughly half the profits on the platform, which is a normal distribution for any market with skilled and unskilled participants, but does not undermine the headline that the user base itself has grown. Why this matters beyond Polymarket. Polymarket has been positioning for a U.S. relaunch and broader institutional adoption for most of 2026. The April announcement of a full exchange upgrade was framed as Polymarket taking control of its own trading and resolution stack rather than relying purely on third-party order flow. The volume data gives that pitch a stronger backdrop. It also intersects with regulatory developments. Gemini won a CFTC DCO license in April for prediction markets and perps, and Wall Street issuers are working on the first prediction market ETFs tied to U.S. elections. A market with $20 billion in monthly volume is harder to dismiss as a niche than one with $1.2 billion, which changes the lobbying and licensing context for both incumbents and new entrants. For SpendNode readers, the relevant tie is on the funding rail. Polymarket positions are funded predominantly with USDC on Polygon, which means stablecoin spending sits between a user's bank or exchange and the contracts themselves. Heavier prediction market activity is one driver of the broader stablecoin adoption story that Bitso recently flagged in LATAM, though Polymarket's own users skew US and European. What the data does not say, a few caveats are worth keeping in front of the headline. Volume is gross, not net. Polymarket's market structure means a single contract can be traded multiple times before resolution, and each leg counts. So $20 billion in monthly volume does not equal $20 billion in fresh capital inflows. The 2026 surge is concentrated in a handful of high-attention markets. If the next election or geopolitical cycle quiets down, the monthly figure could compress. The September 2025 pivot looks structural, but it has not yet been tested across a full slow news cycle, and the venue still operates in a U.S. regulatory gray zone. CFTC actions, state-level enforcement, or a shift in how the next administration treats event contracts could change the trajectory quickly. The growth is real. The regulatory floor underneath it is not yet settled.